You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Loneliness. Today, God says to each and every one who feels or fears loneliness, you are not alone.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, in our loneliness, let us know that you are the one who cares, reaching out to us even when we don't reach out to you. With the reassuring presence of your Spirit, give us the hope of life eternal through faith in your Son, Jesus. Give us hearts to love you and hands to serve you, in helping others to know your gracious forgiveness and your sustaining power, in the sure certainty that you never forget and do not abandon your own. This we ask from you in the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. For the last 2 weeks, we've been talking on this broadcast to all who experience the feeling of loneliness. That includes just about everybody throughout the world. I've noticed that just about everyone suffers from loneliness at one time or another. That feeling of sadness, emptiness, and abandonment, of being isolated from the rest of the world, or from anyone who cares, even if only for a short period of time, that feeling is called loneliness. Who listening to me today has never been lonely? You know the feeling. You've lived with it for a long time, maybe. You take it to bed with you at night, and you get up with it in the morning. It's more common than the common cold, and just as difficult to deal with. Loneliness. Today, God says to each one and everyone who feels or fears loneliness, you are not alone, God has said. I will never leave you. I will never abandon you. That's not a political promise, to be kept if circumstances permit, or to be forgotten if something else develops. God will be there. Unchanged and unchanging, when there's no one else to care, even when there's no one else there, and no one seems to care. God says, you are not alone. I am with you. The dictionary says that loneliness is being without companions or without society. That's true, as far as it goes, but it's not as simple as all of that. People can be lonely in isolation. Or they can be lonely in a crowd. They can be lonely because they have no one to be with. Or they can be lonely because they are with someone who is beyond reach and out of touch. There's been some research on loneliness trying to answer the question, who are the loneliest people? Many would automatically think of older people. A lot of older people are lonely. They have lost their friends through death or separation. They are living far away from their children. Or they're living very close to their children, but never being visited by them. Older people often feel forgotten, remembering how it was when they were at the center of things. I feel for older people. They've undergone great changes in their lives, and now They have to meet another one head on, without all the resources and promise that they once knew. Life begins to look like a dead end. One day may be followed by another that's even worse. It's easy to get a gloomy outlook in old age, forgetting that all the blessings of life are a gift from God from the cradle to the grave, without any real merit or worthiness on the part of those who have received them. Life doesn't have to be gloomy for the elderly. Sure, things have changed. The old vigor may no longer be there to go wherever you want to, whenever you feel like it. Your circle of friends begins to contract, and the cold days become colder. Through that gloom, there comes a ray of sunshine from the sun which has always been shining and always will be shining. A lot of older people don't see it, because they never saw it even when they were young. You can't play the piano when you're old if you didn't learn to play it when you were younger. In this case, the sunshine can be seen, even by those who have not been accustomed to seeing it. It's the sunshine of the favor of God, to be seen in all its grace and glory in the face of God's Son, Jesus Christ. He's for everyone, including the older people. No one is too old to come to know Him as Savior and Redeemer. No one ever becomes too old to believe in Him, and no one too old to receive this piece of good news that never changes. God says, "You are not alone. I am with you." Actually, research on loneliness has disclosed that teenagers appear to be more plagued by loneliness than any other age group. When I first heard about that, it surprised me. I thought about it, however, and remembered how it was when we were teenagers. All of a sudden, parents became old fogies, teachers have got it in for you, nobody understands, and you don't know exactly who or where you are. I think teenagers are wonderful. They do a lot of crazy things, but they are wonderful. They're growing up in a difficult time of life for which they themselves will have to be responsible. They can no longer blame their mistakes on their parents or on their teachers or on somebody else, even though they are not often grown up enough to recognize that fact. Great pressures are on them, but they have to learn for themselves how far to go and where to draw the line. Teenagers have to learn not to be pushed around by their peers into doing things that will leave scars for the rest of their lives, and at the same time not to isolate themselves from the rest of humanity to becoming loners, always complaining about their loneliness. I've found in talking to lots of young people that they feel lost and lonely, and at the same time are looking for a handle on life, something you can get hold of and hold on to. All of us need that. Young people need it too. The Lord God gives you young people something to hold on to. He gives you someone to get hold of. It was a very young man who said of Jesus Christ, "We had within our grasp the Lord of life." John explained that they touched Him, walked with Him, and even ate with Him. They got to know Him. And the more they got to know Him, the more they loved Him. He knew them, too, how rebellious they could be, and how lonely they felt as a result of their rebellion. How did He handle that? He forgave them. That's the last thing anybody expects, forgiveness. Jesus Christ came to forgive. He died to forgive. And He lives forever and ever, forgiving all who seek Him in repentance and believe Him in faith. He provides forgiveness, including everybody, even those who do not repent and do not seek His forgiveness. He hands His forgiveness to those who come in faith and love. Take Him to heart. Live with Him in growing confidence, you young people. Depend on Him, even in the winter time when the sun sets earlier and the days grow shorter. To both young and old, God has said, "I will never leave you. I will never abandon you." All kinds of people experience loneliness. Robert Weiss at the University of Massachusetts at Boston studied loneliness by talking to people who experienced loneliness and were able to talk about it. He says, "You are lonely when you feel there's nobody upon whom you can rely to enlarge the circle of your life, especially in conditions of stress or threat. People need two kinds of connections in order to meet that situation. First, you need a central, intimate tie, which is most commonly provided in our society by marriage. Even though that marriage may not be the best one in the world, you need someone who has some kind of binding commitment to you. It's the intimate tie. The second connection is a social tie, says Professor Weiss. You need friends or a group of people with whom you regularly meet and get together and with whom you have a lot in common. Without tie number one, that intimate tie, you will feel the loneliness of emotional isolation. Without tie number two, the friends or the social tie, Weiss says you will feel a different kind of loneliness, a loneliness of social isolation. You can have one kind of loneliness or the other, or both. God speaks to every kind of loneliness. He takes in the whole territory when he says, I will never leave you. I will never abandon you. This is God's grace. His love is for you, and he's always with you. He never abandons you. Never? Never. The fact is that a literal translation of what God says here in this letter to the Hebrews is, I will never, ever leave you or abandon you. The apostles of Jesus Christ had to go through a lot, and they might have had good reason to feel lonely. Jailed that night at Philippi, Paul and Silas could have been feeling sorry for themselves and very lonely. Instead, they were singing hymns, songs of praise and thanks to Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Savior of the world. How could they do that? They knew Jesus Christ to be alive and also to be Lord, risen from the dead after being crucified for the sins of the world. They had the intimate tie. Together they sang, Awake, you who are sleeping, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. There's nothing here against marriage or having friends. They're important. But there's nothing more important than that intimate tie, which is both personal and social, with the living God, in faith that makes not ashamed and love that does not die. It goes and it grows as it goes. I wish I could tell you about all the people I've met in my lifetime whose lives have been an inspiration to me. Some of them had good reason to feel lonely, and probably they did feel lonely on more than one occasion. But they had something deep down inside that sustained them and came out on their faces. They knew the living God and learned to trust Jesus Christ, whom God sent that we might love him and trust him. That trust, as Jesus Christ himself said, is salvation. It comes from God, who said, I will never leave you. I will never abandon you. Faith and trust in Christ give people a sense of responsibility to God. It's a responsibility to love. Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. It produces a bond of hospitality. Remember to welcome strangers in your home. There were some who did that and welcomed angels without knowing it. Trust in Christ produces love and includes everybody. Remember those who are in prison as though you were imprisoned with them. Remember those who are suffering as though you were suffering as they are. Trust in Christ gives people a new understanding of the intimate tie that is so important in overcoming the feeling of loneliness. Marriage is to be honored by all, and husbands and wives must be faithful to each other. God will judge those who are immoral and those who commit adultery. Trust in Christ and freedom from the fear of abandonment by God put all of life into perspective, including that greediness which is never satisfied and leaves gaping holes in human life. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be satisfied with what you have, for God has said, I will never leave you. I will never abandon you. The great God is wiser than you are, stronger than you are, more confident than you will ever be. He promises and keeps his promises. He has said, I will never leave you. God has said, I will never abandon you. God has said, I have redeemed you. You are mine. God can be trusted to keep his promise to you. whoever you are and wherever you may be. Someone wrote, I said to a man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may walk safely into the unknown. And he replied, go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That will be better for you than the light and safer than the known way. God has said, I will never leave you. I will never abandon you. Let us be bold then and say to him, God is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? You are not alone. God is with you. You are not alone. God is with you in his Son, whose very name is Emmanuel, which means God is with us. So he is, overcoming the loneliness with the sunshine of his love, filling the darkness, lighting up even the corners of life. Reach out for the living God with your right hand and take somebody else with the left hand to bring along. You are not alone. God is with you. Reach out for the living God. Amen.